floor to you, Minister. Thank you very much, Madam President, and I'm grateful to all of you present here in this room. This CD occurs in dramatic circumstances. We watch with distress the consequences of the rationale of the escalation and its impact on human lives, the impact on human lives of the use of force. The Republic of Argentina, faithful to the most essential principles of international coexistence, has appealed to the Russian Federation to end military operations in the Ukraine, to end hostilities, to stop invading. We reiterate the need for everyone to adhere strictly to the UN Charter's principles without making one more important than another, to respect international law, to respect the territorial integrity and self-determination of states, the peaceful settlement of disputes, and full respect for human rights. Madam President, recently declassified documents from London prove that during the South Atlantic conflict of 1982, the United Kingdom sent to the region ships with 31 nuclear weapons. At the time, that was 65% of the UK's deep sea nuclear weapons. This is a significant size, but the mere presence of those weapons meant at the time, not only for Argentina, but also for the whole of the region, meant a serious nuclear risk, both in terms of radioactive contamination pollution in the South Atlantic, but also it would threaten having disastrous consequences. These are public sources of information. Each bomb could have had consequences between 0.5 and 10 kilotons. To repeat, the British sent nuclear weapons between 15.5 and 310 kilotons is the potential power. Hiroshima was 15 kilotons, just to give you an idea of the difference. So we were exposed to the threat, so the similar threat to Hiroshima in South Atlantic, 15 kilotons. So we can infer that the potential kilotons involved could have been, however, equivalent to between 1 and 20 Hiroshima bombs. The United Kingdom still owes Argentina and the world information on how kilotons it transported exactly to South Atlantic in 1982. And what was the destination of this material, nuclear material? The UK must inform as quickly as possible on what level of radioactivity and how many Hiroshimas could have occurred in near Argentina. We continue to demand what was the real risk because of what could have happened, because an accident should not have been discarded. The UK exposed the whole region to huge danger just by transporting that nuclear material to the conflict occurring in the South Atlantic. As the recent revelations have proven, the UK has at the time denied taking any nuclear weapons to the conflict. So we object to this lack of transparency. The UK in these fora has not acted in good faith and demonstrates the lack of transparency with regards to the presence of nuclear weapons in the South Atlantic. The UK, Madam President, has not met its responsibilities, which a nuclear weapon state has with its behaviour and the lack of reliability of its pronouncements. Nuclear technology should be used just for peaceful purposes to build a region of peace, a system of peace. We recognise the principle of negative security assurances is one of the issues which brings us together here in the CD in a world dominated by uncertainty and escalation. I would like to highlight the value of what we and Brazil have done together. In 1991, we created the Brazilian and Argentina Agency for the Monitoring of Nuclear Weapons to monitor the emergence of nuclear energy in our regions. This is the proper path. The proper path is not the transformation of and the accumulation of weapons of mass destruction, which we know how that ends, sadly. We'd like to draw your attention to the issues we've just mentioned. There needs to be greater commitment in this CD. We appeal to states to revert the dynamic of the standstill, the landlock, through concrete steps on disarmament, including the outer space and conventional weapons and weapons of mass destruction. I'm referring to the peaceful use of nuclear energy, and on that respect, my country has for 70 years have had a program which is peaceful in nature and is committed to disarmament and non-proliferation. An example of this is the role we took in the 10th Review Conference of the Treaty on Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. We hope that that upcoming meeting will happen soon and will be an opportunity to restate its importance. Here it's crucial that we take concrete steps to ensure that this encounter is relevant, as is the entry into force of the TPNT and negotiations on the Treaty on the Production of Fissile Material. Notwithstanding all of this, this will not be enough if we do not have a clear demonstration that we want to make progress. The nuclear weapon states. We, Argentina, have always had a clear position to supporting the creation of nuclear-free regions or areas. The contribution of the Tlatelolco Treaty has been effective. It amounts in Latin America and the Caribbean. It is one of the first areas free of nuclear weapons. A lot needs to be done to ensure that the obligations we have established in Tlatelolco become a reality. My country, therefore, has always been explicit in the request of two nuclear weapon states to them to withdraw their interpretative declarations on the protocols, which runs counter to the object and purpose of those instruments themselves. In our case, and has been recognized by the United Nations in many resolutions, there is a dispute on the sovereignty between us and the UK on the Malvinas and the surrounding islands. This dispute must be resolved peacefully and in negotiated fashion. The situation is worsened by the military presence of the United Kingdom, which runs counter to Resolution 41/11 of the UNGA, which recognises the region of the South Atlantic as an area of peace and cooperation. This presence of the UK should be interpreted in the light of the revelations I made at the beginning with regards to the UK taking nuclear weapons there in 1982. We renew our commitment to the global international program and our availability to ensure that this CD provides substantive support, which our world, as we all know, needs. And this is a pressing need today. Thank you very much.